Hi, my name is Tamsin and I'm an addict. my heart is beating so fucking hard. And it has been all day. I tried to meditate before I came here. I sat still for 20 minutes with my eyes closed, so I guess that can be meditation, but I imagine that you guys can feel it too, but you can't, so you're just going to have to imagine me vibrating over here and feel some empathy, I hope. You know what, I was at this meeting, I think last week, or maybe the week before last, and I was watching the person that was sat here, and they said something about looking out and seeing people that they know and that they love and who support them. And I thought then that when I came and sat here that I would be sitting here and looking out and that I wouldn't see faces of people that I know and that I love and who have supported me. Shut up. but actually, it turns out that there are lots of people in this room who have helped me stay clean and helped me find these rooms and been people whose experience I can learn from and whose recovery has inspired me to stay clean and to keep choosing recovery even when I really don't want to choose recovery anymore because I fucking love drugs and I want to take them. And sometimes the fact that I love drugs, I want to take them, and my life can be quite hard, at least hard in my head, seems like a really good justification to take them. But I don't do that today, and that's really because of you guys and the experience that you have, that we have of coming together and doing this. Experience, strength and hope. All day today I've been thinking, in fact not just today, probably this week, and I kind of since let's just say this week, I've been having that would be a really good bit, that's a really great bit to kind of crescendo up to, I really should start like that, and then anytime that thought's come up I'm shove it to one side, don't think about it. If you think about it too much you're just not going to say anything. I'm really self-conscious, by the way. I know how I come across, and obviously from what I've just said, you know that I'm self-conscious, but sometimes I think people don't really realise that because I have a really strong, facade, and I have carefully constructed that facade over my entire life, and I realised the other day that thing that I constructed was because I don't want you to know that I care what you think. And for some reason, I think it's really, it's one of the biggest things I care about, is what you think. It's what I spend a lot of my time thinking about, and some of my life choices are made because I think that you might think that was a good life choice to make. But I don't want people to know that I spend so much time thinking about that. And so I have constructed an image of myself, which is also part of me, quite a strong part, the external part. and that part of me, behind that part, when I stopped taking drugs, what I found was that behind that part was a completely shattered self. When I stopped taking drugs, I had no idea what I liked. I didn't know what music I liked. I didn't know what food I liked, really. I didn't know what I liked to do in the evening. I didn't know really what I liked to do with my days. I didn't really know why I'd been doing what I'd been doing with my days up until that point. And I wasn't sure about whether that was still what I wanted to do, how authentic my love of whatever I'd spent my life doing was. I didn't know anything about myself. And instead, all I had was my self-conscious fear. So I'm kind of glad that it's not that bad today. I have a stronger sense of myself today. I was born in London, and I was born into like a fairly affluent family, and there's like a lot of drink around. I don't really know about substances, to be honest. Like, or, like, I don't feel that it's important for me to talk about substances, because presumably we're all here because we use loads of drugs, and we really love using drugs until we couldn't use them anymore because the consequences of using them had shattered our kind of ability to believe that it was a good idea to use drugs, or had stopped doing what we used them to do. You know, I stopped them to make this switch off, and towards the end it didn't do that anymore. It just meant that I was fucked and this was switched on, which, you know, kind of meant that I could look at the life that I was leading with like really big focus and kind of forensically tear apart everything and think, you know, this is not sustainable. I can't do this anymore. Anyway, so I grew up in this family, and like I was the youngest of three, and I just always thought I wasn't good enough. Like, there was something about me that was really fucking not okay, and like, I was just scared that people would discover that. And I tried to get out of my head and to stop. I mean, I just tried to get out of my head from a really young age. And I would do this in different ways. Like, I would, me and my brother used to have eating competitions. I was like, my mum enabled us with our eating habit. We'd like have like some donuts and some apple pies, and then like two like big sandwiches of peanut butter and jam, and then we just like eat it, and then go and sit in front of the telly. Which is like such, you know, and that's kind of what my using was like, except that I substituted those things that made me fat for those things that made me cool. Would use and use and use, and then kind of sit in front of things that would stimulate me or be in situations that would stimulate me. Okay, I'm going to stop thinking that I need to apologise for how I'm doing this and just carry on talking. Okay, so that would happen. I would sit underneath my bed clothes at night and read, like, adventure stories, read anything, really, just read, and my mum would come. You know, all of these things were, like, naughty. Like, me and my brother doing that eating was kind of naughty. Me reading underneath my bed covers at night, that was kind of naughty. Like, everything had this, like, illicitness, and I really fucking love that illicitness. Like, I love it still. I want to disobey. Like, I want to be on the other side of, like, what's acceptable. I don't want to... You know, that's kind of like a core part of my identity, and like, you know, it suits drug addiction really well. And so like life continued, went to school, my brother started smoking pot, I was like, great, stole some weed, da da da, one thing led to another. Like, all the while I was kind of good at life, like functioning, like quite highly functioning. Like, I went to good schools, I got good marks, I went to good universities, I got good marks, I got like left university, da da da, and like all the time, like, my use of drugs was developing, and I was getting into the different drugs, and then one drug would stop working, or it would stop doing what I wanted it to do, or else I'd need to like look more like I was able to have a conversation, so I'd start taking a different drug, and like, it all just kept going. And I remember I was in recovery not too long when I kind of tidied out my house, my room, and I was reading a diary from like university, which was about 10 years before I got into recovery, and like, it said in the diary, like, I just have to stop taking drugs, like, I have to stop taking drugs because I'm not there, like, I'm not showing up to this like extraordinary opportunity that I have, like, I'm just using, and then like doing everything I can to manage the rest of my life, like using and then doing everything I can to manage the rest of my life. But I wasn't actually in the rest of my life. Like, I was just like frantically juggling it, and it continued and it continued. And then, and I kind of got things. I got a job, I got a girl, I got a this, I got a that. And then my using continued. And then like over a kind of 6 month period, I lost my job, I lost my girl, I lost like kind of my mind a little bit. And is it about time to get to the rock bottom bit? Hopefully. And I kind of spiraled, using more and more, using things I hadn't thought I'd use, like, woohoo. And I got engaged to somebody who was really toxic, like who I'd been going out with for 2 months, and just like unmanageable. Like it was very, you know, inviting people to my wedding, and they were like, "Who is this person that we don't have a clue who this person is? And are you okay?" And it was just such like an unbearable secret. Like I couldn't keep it anymore, really. Like, I mean, I couldn't keep it anymore because it was really obvious to other people and people were talking to me, but I also just couldn't hold that much shatteredness. Like I was exhausted. I guess it was like that spiritual rock bottom that people talk about. Like I had nothing. All I had was the fact that I knew that I would need to pick up the next day. Like, and I would fucking need to. So I reached out to somebody who I had used with and who I knew was doing this. I knew that she went to meetings. And she took me to a meeting, kind of. I went to a meeting and I didn't know what to expect at all. Like, I guess I had some sort of sense of 12-step fellowship-y things from, like, TV or whatever, but I didn't know what to expect. This wasn't like my plan to end up doing these things, although it is everything that sustains me today. I went along and I just heard somebody share my stuff. Like one particular thing that he shared was about going to like a therapist, a drugs therapist, and like leaving and immediately using. And like I had that experience. And like the bit in the reading where like one is too many, a thousand enough, and we've tried everything to stop using and we couldn't do it. Like these things were just like, I just felt a lot of identification in that meeting. And I tried to keep going with it. And like I slipped a couple of times. Maybe like 3 times I would kind of get to like a key ring and slip, or just get almost to a key ring and slip, whatever. Like, okay, I want to talk about recovery for about 1 minute. 3 minutes. Oh, okay. Like, this is definitely the hardest thing that I've ever done, not use drugs a day at a time. And whilst I do it, I get I have to turn up to myself every single day. And because I do that, I kind of know who I am a little bit. That almost is beyond my wildest dreams. Like, that enough is beyond my wildest dreams. I used to really, like, because I want everyone to like me, I used to bend myself any which way so that you would like me. And that meant that I didn't really have a good sense of myself. Now I don't really do that. And it means that I kind of have integrity in myself. And that's like, I mean, that's very powerful for me to have that sense of myself. Like, I feel strong today. Part of my strategy for not feeling nervous was to cycle everywhere today. So I've cycled like 30 miles or something. And like, as I was cycling, I was like, I'm fucking strong. And like, I'm not at risk of going under a bus, or like, I mean, like, obviously I am at risk because I'm a cyclist on London streets, but I'm conscious. Like, I'm really fucking alert and I'm paying attention to everything. You know, like small things like that, like the dusk as it was happening today, and not feeling super nervous even though I was coming here, and feeling like I was in my body and everything was going to be okay. Like, I didn't have those feelings when I was using. Like, what I had when I was using was like the awareness that I had a massive sore and I had a plaster on it, and that was going to kind of ease it for a while. Like, that's all I really had. That was the relief. And now what I have is like, I'm not fixed, but I'm definitely like, I'm aware that I'm doing everything that I can to heal. And that feels quite good. Like, higher power stuff. Oh, yeah, program. Okay. Higher power, for me, is really fucking important. And, like, it really doesn't mean anything except that when a coincidence happens, I don't call it a coincidence. I call it fucking fate. Not fate, but, like, I see, like, a higher power winking at me and, like, telling me that I'm on the right track. And, like, stuff like that didn't happen before. Like, I would always feel like I was on the wrong track. I mean, like, I have a sponsor who, like... I have somebody who has what I want, and that is a peace with herself that attracted me or drew me to it from the moment that I saw it, and I And so that's great. I have a sponsor. I work some steps. I go to regular meetings. I try and do service. If you're new, keep coming back because it's really fucking hard, but you are brave because you've done all these things with your life already. Like, I did so much in my using, and now I'm like really brave because I'm fucking conscious and I'm doing lots of stuff. Go to lots of meetings, listen to lots of shares, and find people that you identify with. Thanks.
Thank you.